love music, and they all love each other.
Yeah.
And to my left, your right, is... I'm going to let you do all the introductions, that's okay, Carol.
Yeah.
And okay. I'm just going to say that these ladies have what it takes, and that's soul and spirit. The Misty Mama!
Thank you.
One, two, three, four.
CD, Wild Rose of the Mountain. We have it for sale over here. And I love the words in there. It was the water from the fountain right behind us, which was kind of fun. So we are bluegrass, Americana, gospel, little folk. We have a little of everything. And we're not like the hard-driving bluegrass sounds that you hear from some of the other group, where it's wave after wave of hard-driving picking butt. We're more standing on the shore as the wave retreats, watching the little rocks and shells turn over and picking them up and examining them. Okay, here we go. Enough of me.
This is a song about hope. We all kind of have hope for better times, and so that's what the song's about. It's called Ready for the Times to Get Better.
Down. It's been a
try to take from me what I cannot give. No happiness can I find. I have a dream that I've been trying to live. It's burning holes in my mind. It's been a too long time with no peace of mind, and I'm ready for the times to get better. A long, lonely time with no peace of mind, and I'm ready for the times to get better.
Introduction here. On my far left, your right, please welcome, also from Misty River fame, who's been up here five times, Ms. Carol Harley.
Thank you.
And a mental health therapist that keeps us kind of on the level when we get, you know, annoyed.
It's a big job.
From Southeast Portland, please welcome April Parker. And a busy mom from the Brush Prairie area of Southwest Washington, please welcome Eileen Rachi. And from the Battleground School District, I'm Catherine Nitsch. Thank you. We're really happy to be here today.
We're going to do a song for you that Catherine wrote, and this one is called Honey, Would You Dance?
One, two, three, one, two.
Drinks, said he'd never dance, although it was my favorite thing to do. Talk the night away while the background music played, till I took his hand and headed for the dance floor. Another day we wandered through an old store, a Leon Russell record for a buck. Best cut on that vinyl sang of going back to an island where the ocean waves roll softly o'er the warm sand. He said, honey, would you dance with me tonight? Honey, would you dance with me tonight? Can't you feel the ocean breeze puts my mind in soul at ease? Honey, would you dance? Us busy. You always want the best in life, it seems. Nights too short, the days are long, those dating days have long since gone. Took his hand, we danced beneath the moonlight. My grandma told me long ago, through life you can't just dance, but no one knows the path that goes, so do it while you can. Is empty. The attic's full of things no longer you. On the player we had so long, I played that melancholy song. Down the hall, these words he spoke, just a whisper. He said, honey, would you dance with me tonight? Honey, would you dance with me tonight? The rain is gone, the night is clear, my day's work done, please hold me near. Honey, would you dance with me tonight? Oh, honey, would you dance with me tonight?
Thank you so much.
I know what you're thinking. You're thinking there's no accordion in bluegrass. But Bill Monroe, the father of bluegrass, his mother played the accordion, and he had an accordion in the original Bluegrass Boys, who was actually a girl named Sally Ann Forster. So we're going to play a good old bluegrass song recorded by Flatten Scruggs and Bella Fleck. And feel free to dance on this one, because it's a polka. Polka on the banjo.
All right. Number 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Wait 1 second. Take it away.
All right. 1, 2, 3.
There's a good old guy, sweet as apple pie. Listen close and hear me. He's not my only love. I have another love. Thank you.
poke on an old banjo. Of all the songs, I guess, the one that I love best is a poke on an old banjo.
Thank you. Thank you. So much fun.
Thank you, dancers. Woo.
Thank you.
I especially enjoyed seeing the little boy using his dad's head as a drum.
Yeah. We're delighted to have a person from KBOO Radio in Portland up here, Diana Hunt.
Have an original song here. This one is kind of written from a historical fiction perspective. I enjoy historical fiction, and so this is kind of an attempt at a story within a song. So this is called Train of No Regret.
1, 2, 1.
Train reaches station, I will go with no goodbye. Rock my weary heart to peace now on that train of no regret. All my tears like rain gently falling, maybe someday I will forget.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay.
Is this Sweet Sunny?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Just minimize our. We have a website, www.mistymamas, and that's MISTYMAMAS.com. We post recipes there. What do you think?
This is a song called Sweet Sunny South. It reminds me of my home where I grew up in Bend, Oregon. And every time I go back, I go to see if the house is still there, and it still is.
Sweet take me back to the place where I first saw the light. To that sweet sunny hotel, hang me home, where the mockingbird sang me to sleep in the night. Oh, I was tempted to roam. Oh, I think with regret of the dear home I left. Of warm hearts that shelter me there. Of wife and dear ones of whom I'm bereft. For the old place again do I sigh. Take me back to the place where the orange trees grow, to my spot in the evergreen shade, where the flowers from the river's green margin did grow and spread their sweet scent through the glade. Oh, the path to our cottage, they say, has grown green, and the place is quite lonely around. Now lie in the dark mossy ground.
Children, go, where send thee? How will I send thee? Oh, I'm gonna send thee one by one. One was a little bitty baby born in Bethlehem. Children, go, where send thee?
Oh, Lord.
How will I send thee? Oh, I'm gonna send thee two by two. Two was Paul and Silas. One was a little bitty baby born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send thee. How will I send thee? Oh, I'm going to send thee three by three. Three was the Hebrew children. Two was Paul and Silas. One was a little bitty baby born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send thee. How will I send thee? Oh, I'm going to send thee four by four. Four was the four that stood at the door. Three was the Hebrew children. Two was Paul and Silas. One was a little bitty baby born Children, go where I send thee. How will I send thee? Oh, I'm gonna send thee 5 by 5. 5 was a 5 that stayed alive. 4 was a 4 that stood at the door. 3 was a Hebrew children. 2 was Paul and Silas. 1 was a little bitty baby born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send thee. How will I send thee? Oh, I'm gonna send thee 10 by 10. 10 was the 10 commandments. 9 was the 9 that stayed behind. 8 was the 8 that waited at the gate. 7 was the 7 that never got to heaven. 6 was the 6 that didn't get picked. 5 was the 5 that stayed alive. 4 was the 4 that stood at the door. 3 was the Hebrew children. 2 was Paul and Silas. 1 was a little bitty baby born. Children born in Bethlehem.
Woo! Yay! Woo-hoo!
Well, this has been so much fun. Thank you. Time goes by quickly. Hope you're having a good time at Northwest Folk Live. Thanks to all the people. Thanks to our wonderful sound guy. That was the best, fastest sound I've ever experienced.
And to Christy for introducing us and being a volunteer. And all of you for staying here. We have one more song for you to go home tapping your toes.
Ready. Hold on. 1, 2, 1. Never mind.
That
sorry,
was our mulligan. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. 1, 2, 1. I get home,
I'm going to be satisfied.
Wonderful, and they have CDs for sale. Bill over here is selling CDs right to our right, and their CD not only has it has some of the words. Each one of these ladies has written a wonderful song, and three songs on there, and they have all the words. And Catherine, I love your one about dancing because it's so true. Life is a dance, dear. You guys are wonderful, and. You have the honor of having the largest crowd that we've ever had first thing in the morning on this stage in years. They are just absolutely marvelous. You guys are lucky. When they come back next year, they're going to have to be in a bigger venue at a better time. And we'll see that that happens. All right, it'll be just a few minutes before our next group is up. How many people here, by show of hands, have their buttons for today? Oh, I'm really happy to see that. If you don't have your button for today, and what your button for today does, it helps support Folk Life. See this sign that's shaking up and down, the big yellow one there? That young lady has buttons for sale. And if you would like to help support Folk Life, which needs support, yes, I know it's free, and we say it's free, but you all know that there is no such thing as a free lunch. So, this young lady right over here is willing to sell you a button for today, which you proudly display and say, yes, I support Folk Life. Now, we have some people standing up, so let's pretend we're in the bus. You younger people, look around and see if there's anyone older than you standing and swap out.